You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Bass with my good colleague, Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College, mentioning to me Haiti. I hesitated at a moment, but there is a positive step, although hard to read. The United Nations Security Council has approved an international armed force to help police and restore order in Haiti, which is to say it's disordered is inadequate. Violence, kidnapping, murder, randomness, people disappearing, the gangs dominating Port-au-Prince and the countryside. The UN Security Council has approved a contingent, at least, of Kenyan soldiers to go into Haiti. The country volunteered some time ago. So we're looking at a UN peacekeeping force in a land where the headlines now include threats to journalists. The Inter-American Commission on Human Rights condemned escalation of violence against journalists reporting on the violence in Haiti. Professor, we just have a couple of minutes. This is a story that Canada, the U.S., Mexico, everyone in the Americas have known about for some time and yet are reluctant to get involved yet again to restore order. The UN Security Council, is this cynical on their part to send in people from East Africa who have their own problems with disorder in the guise of the jihadists?
Well, John, certainly it's good news for Haiti. And frankly, I just came back from a week in the Dominican Republic, where one of the countries certainly most affected by this out-of-control crisis in Haiti. And so it's a lot of good news, in many ways unexpected, because at the end of the day, the Russians and the Chinese who had opposed a UN force ended up at least abstaining from the vote, which is what allowed this to happen. As you point out, it's a complicated situation. This new, what they call the Multinational Security Support Force. It'll have initially a year mandate. It'll be led by Kenya, who's volunteering 1,000 police. The risk of the force itself, it's going to come down to training and supervision and the participation of all of its members, because we can remember before that the previous Minista UN force was associated with a sex scandal. It was associated with an outbreak of cholera, which was seen as caused in part by one of the UN contingents. And so although certainly it will be necessary, it's going to be both there's going to be dangers that the UN force can get themselves caught up in significant fighting with the very powerful G9 and GPEP gangs who control as much as 80% of Port-au-Prince, who are relatively well-armed. There's also the danger that they could, like the previous force, elements, if not properly trained, could get themselves caught up in abuses. But at the very least, you have good news that the U.S. is putting up $100 million for logistics support. At least that's the pledge if we get it through Congress. You have a number of other countries, Suriname, Peru, the Bahamas, Jamaica, Antigua, and Barbuda, who are contributing forces. So at the very least, Haiti will get something to try to restore a semblance of at least survivability in what has really become an out-of-control situation impacting the Dominican Republic, the broader Caribbean, and the U.S., which has a vested interest given the proximity of Haiti.
Professor Evan Ellis, the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute, commenting on the Americas. And this is the New World Report. I'm John Bass.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.